On September 2, 1945, Japan officially surrendered, ending World War II. Douglas MacArthur addressed the world that day at the event that took place aboard the USS Missouri. We revisit that piece of history on this edition of The American Countryside. The date was September 2, 1945. Douglas MacArthur addressed the world as Japan officially surrendered aboard the USS Missouri.
A great tragedy has ended. A great victory has been won. The skies no longer rain death.
Michael Carr is president and COO of the USS Missouri Memorial Association.
As soon as the ceremony ended, he leaned over to Halsey and he said, "Okay, Bull, let her rip." And approximately 1,500 planes flew over the top of the Missouri.
Those aboard the Missouri will always remember the sights and sounds.
People who were on the ship said it was so loud you couldn't hear yourself think for about 15 minutes. And as the ceremony was ending, apparently a very gray sky opened up and the sun shone down on Mount Fuji, which you could see from the ship.
The Missouri was decommissioned in 1955, but was brought back into service in 1985. The structure of the ship changed much over those decades.
The original ship was bristled with 40 and 20 millimeter machine gun mounts, which at the time it was built in World War II were essential for close air support against incoming aircraft.
Those machine gun mounts were replaced with Tomahawk missile launchers for the Gulf War. McCarr says it's the World War II history that has brought over 4 million visitors here.
That day is what makes this ship so famous. People come to see the site where the worst conflict in the history of man ended. It's honored with a plaque on the deck.
The ship is today anchored in sight of the USS Arizona, creating visual bookends to the American experience in World War II. Traveling the countryside at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCrae.